Okay.
Did you see the Yankees go to the ground out there?
I like Tracy's sign.
There we go. Microphones are on. Here we go. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Board of Works and Public Safety meeting for April 25th, 2024. I can hear the microphones for a change. Could you guys hear the other night?
No.
Okay, we're having issues then.
You did that on purpose. You mean Monday?
I'm sure somebody thinks I did. Anyway, I'll call to order the Board of Public Works and Safety meeting for April 25th, 2024. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting? If so, I'll entertain any motions related to.
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
And I'll second.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. No public hearings, no business. Straight into new business. First on the agenda, Junkyard Barbecue, May the 15th from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Farmer's Market Lot. This is Toby Calhoun. We have not had any complaints I've been made aware of with Toby. And entertain anything or questions related to it.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Chick-fil-A would like to come to town May the 3rd, 6th, 10th, 13th, 17th, 20th, 24th, and 31st. And they would also like to do June 13th, 11 to 1 and 5 to 7. So not just your lunchtime cravings for Chick-fil-A, also your dinnertime cravings. We have not had a complaint on these guys in quite some time. Any questions? Or anything? Any questions from the audience?
I'll make a motion to allow Chick-fil-A to operate during those dates and times.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
And FYI, Chris got stuck at an appointment, so she'll be here in a few. Let's see. Next on the list, Seymour Area Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays. They'd like to go 8 a.m. to noon on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Or sorry, 8 a.m. to noon, yes. They will need the electricity turned on. They will run from May 25th all the way through to September 28th, just in time to get closed up before the big old Oktoberfest.
Did Jeremy take care of the electric?
Yes. We would have had Dave Newcomb do that, but Dave's now happily retired, so we'll have Jeremy take care of that.
Make a motion to approve. That's the same as every year, I guess, isn't it?
Pretty much the same, yep.
Motion to approve it.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next up, Mother's Day at the Farmer's Market. This will be May the 11th from 8 to noon. This is also from the Seymour Area's Farmer's Market Group. Let's see. Being set up around 7 a.m. Hope to be cleared out by 1 p.m. each date. Working with the health department to ensure each vendor is properly permitted. Pretty much all of the same stuff as their big request just a few weeks earlier.
So it's just a regular farmer's
market. They probably should have just made their other request 2 weeks sooner.
Get the electricity turned on 2 weeks sooner.
Yep.
I'll make a motion to accept the request.
Second.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Just FYI, gentlemen, Mother's Day is May the 12th this year, so mark your calendars and be ready now. Next up, we have a special request from Junkyard Barbecue. They would like to shut down St. Louis Avenue between Chestnut and Walnut Street.
They would like to say north or east side. Or north or south side?
That should probably say south side from the conversation I had with him. Jane, was that your understanding?
It's the one that goes right next to the Robertson lot.
Okay, so that'd be the south side, not the east side. But they'd like to set up a closure of the street with barricades and picnic tables. And they would like to do this on August the 17th, which is Scoop the Loop night. 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. is their request. If we wanted to shut it down a little earlier, they wouldn't be opposed to that. And it might not be a bad idea to go ahead and close it off a little earlier to avoid cars being parked in it. Junkyard Barbecue, Spud Bank, Shockey's, Mark and Beth's, and Grillo's will be the food trucks that will be set up there for Scoop the Loop.
Kent, is there parking in that, the B&O and the farm?
Robertson's and B&O both do have parking. So, but there's one, two, three other ways out of Robertson's if we close that section of the street.
Is that going to interfere with, I mean, they can work around all that, correct?
Realistically, if you close it, you might create a little safer situation down at the Chestnut Street into that, because then they would...
It's still a great idea.
I think it's a good night to have food trucks out. All of them mentioned here are Jackson County food trucks, so good to see them.
Somebody wants to say something.
Apparently, somebody wants to tell us more about it.
I would recommend to the board to just leave it closed because the FOP closes that block anyway the night before for the car show. So I would just leave it closed to that Saturday night.
So stay closed from whenever you close it on Friday?
You close at noon on Friday?
Noon on Friday is when we close it, so we could just leave it closed. That way there's no, because we clear the cars out for the car show. So
okay, good idea. Other questions, other conversation? Any other thing the audience would like to throw in there? Mikey, you got anything to add on this one? Nope. Okay.
Well, I'd make a motion that we approve that and just leave the street closed whenever that will be finished with it overnight.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Next up, we have Justin and Lauren Earle with Humble Joe's Coffee Company who'd like to get a food truck license for the city of Seymour. They are an espresso-based and drip coffee drinks company. Just because we always like to include them, they are not selling frozen novelties. Their application fee looks like it's paid, liability insurance, copy of their inspection, printed photograph, valid driver's license, everything seems to be here that they would need. Is it pretty good coffee?
Yes.
I know they also sell it in K-cups if you want to buy it and take it home. Mel, you got anything to add on this one?
No.
Okay. Yeah, it appears that everything is in order.
With that being the case, I'll make a motion to allow Justin and Lauren to receive the license.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay, next up, Seymour Meals on Wheels Volunteer Appreciation Picnic, June 19th from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. This looks like it's coming to us from the Parks Department. So, Emily, you want to say anything on this one? I like the look on her face.
Yeah.
She thought she was getting away with it.
Yes, Seymour Meals on Wheels is requesting to reserve Crossroads June 19th from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. for a volunteer appreciation event.
Can you tell us a little bit about Meals on Wheels? I get that look from my kids occasionally. Okay, any questions in all reality? I'm picking on Emily a little bit.
Oh, there's meals and they're mobile.
Any questions, Dave?
No. After that look you got, no. So then, also, this was presented at the park board, and they did approve it, and a strong recommendation to allow it, just so you guys are aware.
I'll make a motion to allow that.
I'll second.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Congratulations, ma'am.
Strong recommendation, not just recommendation.
Strong recommendation. I caught that. Okay, Mary Kimsey with Patriot Pizza would like an operating license for the city of Seymour. Oh, wait, I am way off agenda. Bernie! Never mind, I can't see him anymore. He took his vest off.
You totally ignored me when I came in. I didn't know you saw me. Corner of your eye. Okay, I really don't have a lot except for this notice.
Okay, now, next.
back construction on the wastewater collection improvements. Everything has gone through as we had hoped on the bond issue for and with the SRF funding. So we should be good to go on completing this this project at this point. We have to follow some regulations. One of them is give them an proceed within 30 days, and that's kind of what this is. And if you need a copy, I got extra.
Thank you.
Mayor, do you still have one?
I have my copy, yes.
Usually I go ahead and give those, a lot of times we'll give those proceeds as either the city engineer or the or Jaron or department head. But since this was for a good chunk of money, I'll probably just go ahead and let you guys know about it and respond and help you responsible for it. So again, it's the collection, just the collection system portion for MAC construction. And yeah, it'll hopefully be completed by the by September of 2025. So it's a good long project. So.
And the funding for this was through the SRF bonding approved by council earlier this year. Any questions? Do we dare let him go on to whatever his next topic is?
He said he didn't have much, so I just kind of...
What else you got, Bernie?
Okay. Do you want to approve that or not? Or just keep going? You can approve it later, that's fine. I just wanted to mention that two major, I consider the major projects, one for railroad signals at Brown Street and then also railroad signals at 4th Street have been completed, and those have now have gates on them, so I think we're getting some much better safety both on Brown Street and on 4th Street, and I just wanted to thank mainly the state of Indiana, NDOT, for helping push those forward. It's a no cost to the city, and those are fairly major crossings, and especially getting the bollards out of the middle of 4th Street. I've been wanting to do that all my life, so I'm just kind of surprised.
Did you hit that at one point in time, Bernie?
No, I never hit those, but they've been hit a few times. So
that was one of the first accidents I drove up on after becoming mayor. With somebody hitting one of those.
Really? Huh?
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm sure they caused plenty of damage over the years. So
does L9 have anything in the problem?
I don't think so. It's all pretty much state fund. Well, I think the L&I gets paid to put the signal in, basically.
Is there still any talk with the pedestrian crossing down by the community or like Crossroads Park? Have you heard anything about that?
No, we've talked to them about that. It's a put. That's going to have, if you put in a crossing there, it's got to have gates and all the bells and whistles, just like a normal crossing. And it's real close to the diamond, yeah, which is the main crossing between CSX and L&I, and that even brings up more cost. So, yeah, it's $1 million issue to try to put a crosswalk in there. So, yeah, it's not going. Yeah. They don't like the idea.
No, I know they hate it.
Yeah, don't let us daisy. Yeah, we can still pursue that if that's if somebody's funding that.
I think it'd be great to be there. I don't know how it ever happened.
Yeah, we talk to them quite often, so, or at least Chad has more than I do. So.
And there's no going overhead, is there, with a...
That's 25 feet in the air.
Anytime you try to cross a railroad track or go under a railroad track.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And they'll want ADA accessibility, probably, yeah, so you're switch back or an elevator on both sides. That would be interesting.
But. Well, wouldn't it be considered a bridge? It'd be owned by the county, too, so that'd be a problem.
Yeah, they just want a traffic only, not a, we'll own that ourselves with pedestrians.
He got a big spoon out now.
And here I thought I was the one today.
Wow.
Sorry, Bernie, you've lost the crowd.
It's not my time. That's my friend. And lastly,
keep this up. We are going to have a full audience in this room, aren't we?
CCMG basically is wrapping up. We're still painting.
Or taking off.
What's that?
Or taking off. Depends on which CCMG you're talking about.
That's true. We've got 24 taking off. You're right. But the 23 CCMG is basically down. We've got problem, a little problem that I'm trying to repair on Kessler and 3rd Street. Then we've got we've got some change orders that are coming in on some of the kind of crazy things that happened on 3rd Street. With we had a sewer collapse on top of a machine or below a machine, so that was had to be repaired. We had some problems with the base of the roadway was basically we had 2 inches of asphalt on gravel, so it's hard to believe that the pavements lasted as long as it did. But
where was that on
3rd Street here between here and Kessler, basically. So that turned out to be some extra cost for us, and again some minor curb issues that are going to be replaced still. That's all I got. Hope everything turns out okay. People are happy. Go from there. Thanks.
Thanks, Bernie. Mr. Bowes, you'd like to tell us about a few thousand dollars worth of?
Sure. First sewer adjustment I have is Dave Lucas at 147 Cherry Circle Drive. Hot water meter rusted out and leaked into the floor under the home. Obviously water leaked under the home. Looking for a credit of $141.96. I have a receipt for parts and stuff they bought to repair. Shop Seymour LLC, 357 Tanger Boulevard, water pipe burst outside. Looking for a total credit of $2,096.64. Again, we have a description and saw where the water spiked, and everything has come back in line now. David Joan Hill, 308 South Park Street, water line break in the yard, fixed March 19th. Got the water main in the ground. So they're looking for a credit of $343.98. John Barrett, it's actually a rental owned by Larry Rehart, 818 West Laurel Street, frozen water line under the house. Had a large spike 1 month, has come back in line, and has since been obviously repaired. Proper documentation is in place. And I have Freddie Baltazar, 127 East Laurel, frozen water line busted under the house. Again, it's another Larry Rehart property. Looking for a credit of $829.92. And I thought I had another one. Let me double check here. That came in late. There we go. James Kelly, 217 North Lynn Street, water pipe under the kitchen floor into the house. Looking for a credit of $167.77. Again, had a large spike 1 month and has since come back in line. So all these meet our criteria as it went into groundwater, so I would request that the board approve the adjustments.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the adjustments. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Miscellaneous business. Patriot Pizza is the one I started to do earlier. Mary Kimsey is Patriot Pizza. She's from Crothersville. Looks like they specify in pizza breadsticks, calzones, keto bowls, and canned and bottled pop and water.
Frozen novelties?
No frozen novelties. That would be a great dessert to go with all the rest of it, though. Mel, it doesn't show the application fee paid?
No, she's going to pay it when she picks it up. She just emailed it back to me.
Okay, so this was just emailed in. Looks like everything is here except the application fee. So I would entertain any motions or questions.
I'll make a motion to approve it upon accepting the application fee. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's aware. She's going to bring it.
Right. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Is that a giraffe in the picture?
Sure looks like one.
Sure looks like one, doesn't it?
It looks to me like he's committed a crime and they're trying to identify him. I mean, that's what it would look like to me. Like, anybody
man, but, yeah. Looks like motion carries, though. Sorry.
Pretty good name to pick a family to try to.
Still open for miscellaneous. I do have a note on here. for Seymour Fire Department.
He's not wearing a white shirt, so he's not asking for money.
He's not asking for money, so.
A white shirt on? I'd like to request that firefighter Craig Flynn be promoted from first class firefighter to lieutenant, effective for the April 7th pay period for this year.
I think it's just informational, right?
Yes.
Yep.
Very
then,
good. Congratulations.
What's that?
I said congratulations Craig, I mean.
George David Vesledge, his retirement of 23 years and 8 months would be effective, his last day would be May 10th, his retirement effective date would be May 11th for this year. That's all I got.
Thank you. Okay, so that's Fire Department, Patriot Pizza. Anybody else got miscellaneous on the left side of the room?
All the time, but you don't know.
I'll now go to the right side of the room. My right. Sorry, not yours. Chad, come on up. Tell us what you got.
I actually got a few things.
Two
are just informational. So, July 4th will be our fireworks show out at Freeman Field.
What are we doing?
Thank you. But Pyrotechnica has asked for a rain date. We've never really had a scheduled rain date. So what we're trying to do is to make the following Saturday to be an official rain date for said event each year. That way we can put it into our contract with Pyrotechnica that we have that set year after year. So they're not ever in question.
It's kind of like we do with Trick or Treat, that concept.
Yeah, the same company we're going.
Okay.
Dave.
Questions about the concept?
No.
Probably a good idea.
It sounds weird coming from them, though, that they wanted a rain date, I guess.
So, Chris, would we need you to draft a resolution or an ordinance to officially adopt on that?
Park Board's approved it.
No, I would just make sure that the rain date provisions in the contract going forward, unless.
So basically what they do is.
They're going to put that in the contract they want.
With the said contract we have, they actually give us a paper that we sign off on each year, and that's where the rain date falls in place, and that's what was on this year. So that's what brought it to our attention to have this set in stone to where we know it's the following Saturday.
So you're basically signing that along with the contract?
Correct. The contract's it's we're good on the contract until one of us decide we don't want their services anymore.
You don't already have a tournament?
No. That weekend we do not have a tournament. The only thing it may fall in, you know, years down the road, if it does fall on a Saturday, if it's the following Saturday, we may have a tournament then. But now that we have LED lighting, we can turn them on, do the show, turn them right back on. So it's just going to be a show for those kids as well. Could be a little more packed for the.
I was out there one time during a fireworks show and a tournament at the same time, so it was kind of cool to shut the lights off and watch fireworks and then go back to playing ball shortly thereafter. So I would make a motion that Board of Works adopt Saturday following the 4th of July as the official rain date of for the future, just to make it simple on staff of always knowing the answer to that question.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Okay, there's one of your three.
Next one, just let the board know. Rick Phillips, Kerry Beavers, myself went to a CPO certification last week, which is certified pool operator. And we all three passed, so we now have three certified pool operators on staff.
Before he goes any further, let's talk for a quick second, because I got a panicked phone call from Chad and Rick and Carrie the night before the test. They were worried.
I've done a lot of training, hazmat, CDLs, things like that, and this was probably one of the toughest courses I've ever taken, honestly.
And after the course, you took a test then?
Yeah, it's a 50-question test. You get 3 hours to take it. It took me 2 hours and 45 minutes.
But they all passed, so credit to you guys. And I mean, I pick on you, but in all reality, good job.
Thank you. And with that, the official pool opening date will be May 25th. We've had a lot of people calling in asking that, so that's it. Thank you.
Thanks, Chad. Miscellaneous from the board. Oh, wait a minute. Somebody from the my left side of the audience wanted something.
Maybe I should. Don't print this.
I don't think that's how it works.
Well, so we had a little issue with Sex Street funding and all that stuff. But it was at the state level, not ours. I just talked to Kathy at the state, and she just texted me like a minute ago. PO was just issued, so we're good to go.
Good.
So just wanted you to know it's all done straightened out, and I should have the email confirmation within the hour.
Good. Good to
still cost city $4.9 million.
Yeah. Oh. Nothing changed. It's just, oh, okay. We finally got the paperwork.
Okay.
Mayor Mann, I just got a text message. Another information. I applied for a $20,000 grant through the visitor center, and just got confirmation that the Parks Department did receive that $20,000 grant for our lighting project at the parks.
From the visitor center, correct?
I just got a text message too, but I'm going to stay on the agenda.
Mine is about one.
So on that note, we have 4 minutes.
I promised Darren I'd still be a nice guy. Anniversaries. Thank you to everybody that could make it tonight. Today. First up, Mikey Caudill.
All right, Mikey.
And then it went downhill from there. So Mikey was 10 years, I didn't say it beforehand, but if you've ever had the privilege of working with him, he is an absolute hoot. Most days, every once in a while he gets a little fired up. So.
It happens.
We all
it happens,
do.
Mikey. It happens. It happens to the best.
Says the peanut gallery. Next up, 20 years with the city of Seymour. If you don't recognize him, it's probably because you put your recyclables at the curb instead of running them out to the shack there at DPW. But Jeff Dyer. Right here.
He's a designer, too.
Congratulations.
He is.
He
can
He does a lot. Sure. So,
get back
to
you. Thank you.
Stay there, Jeff. Stay there, Jeff.
Stay there.
There you go.
Picture.
You
go
together. I thought I could comb it.
When you're done.
Please. Go
that way.
All right. So, thank you. We can come back up.
There's actually three more, but two of them aren't here today. The two that aren't here, Chad Rogers, 25 years.
25 years.
Bernie Bryant, 15 years. Those two couldn't make it. The last one that can make it is 25 years also. Transit's one and only Idiotti. So if you know, the longer you stick around, the bigger your prize.
Yeah.
Thank you, Edie, for your years of service.
Okay, now you two go back up so I can edit your picture.
She is bossy. Just smile and agree with her.
She says,
she gotta
get
soft.
Don't make it to the three snaps.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you all for your service to the city.
Good
game. On that note, though, if any of you would like the floor for a 10-15 minute presentation, the floor is yours.
Again, juggling balls or anything?
Or not, would you accept a motion to adjourn?
Yeah, I would.
So ready. Second.
Meeting adjourned.